Now, in a few months' time, the AACo Abattoir near Darwin will officially close its doors. Meat workers will lose their jobs, and NT cattle producers will lose a very important market. And the question now is, where will cattle producers sell their old cows and their old bulls once this abattoir shuts? It's a question I put to David Warriner. He's the chairman of the NT Livestock Exporters Association.
Well, Matt, before the abattoir was built, we were in exactly the same situation, and we managed. A lot of those cull cows and bulls did go into the live trade, and a lot also went into southern abattoirs in, you know, Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia, Queensland. So we'll probably just default back to that for a bit and see what happens. It's a hell of a long way to truck cattle interstate to abattoirs, but the market is pretty good and there's still probably a bit of money in it, but it's a hell of a freight bill, that's for sure. You need to have some good weight in your cattle to get them down there, and we'll probably see a few dry, you know, store cattle probably trading into Queensland and into the Alice Springs region to put some weight on before they go. So the supply chain will just readjust itself back to where we were pre-Livingston, I'd say.
In terms of the live export trade, an old cull cow, where's the most likely destination for it overseas?
Oh, well, look, all of the markets have taken, and I mean, probably not old cull cows, but they've all taken culls and dry cows and that sort of thing. Indonesia comes into and out of the slaughter trade from time to time, Malaysia as well, and I believe Vietnam even would be interested in slaughter cattle from time to time. And, you know, and then obviously China is a slaughter market, so providing it all makes sense, I think, you know, the cull cow, providing she's fit and well and healthy and able to travel, they fit the bill for any slaughter market.
And I know a lot of cattle producers were sending horned cattle to the abattoir, and that was very handy for them. Are horned cattle allowed onto the boats?
Oh, look, no, they're not. They've got to certainly be trimmed to within the basic measurement is a relative range compared to their ears. So, yeah, it made it a lot easier. So people are going to have to simply be more diligent with managing the horns on their cattle, yeah.
What's your understanding of just how many cattle the abattoir was processing each year?
Oh, look, I think it had a capacity to do about 500 a day per shift, but I'd be very surprised if they reached that very often. You know, it's been very difficult to get cattle into there. For as long as I've been dealing with them, I don't think they did a lot of days at capacity really right from the get-go.
So I guess whatever the number is, those cattle are now going back onto the domestic market or into the live export trade. Do you think that will have any impact on price?
Oh, well, it's got to. It's a negative impact. So it's going to have a negative impact on the price, yeah. Now, what that will be what it is. It just comes down to how many of the cattle are and how much demand there is on the other side. It's a supply and demand equation, and that obviously moves about as time moves on. But, yeah, it's a negative, certainly is a negative. We've lost a customer in the trade who was contributing to the demand side, so therefore it's obviously going to affect the price in a negative sense.
We were always told that the abattoir and live exporters weren't in competition, but does this make things just a little bit easier for those with ships?
Oh, look, it probably does a little bit because obviously there's less competition, but, you know, the abattoir was really sucking up a lot of those cows and bulls that the exporters weren't really wanting to trade in, and a lot of them what the producers didn't really want to trade in as well, so in trade into the live trade. So, yeah, you know, it'll certainly have to make some adjustment on that side.
Now, just before I let you go, David Warriner, the NT Livestock Exporters Association, you got yourself a brand new chief executive.
Yeah, we do, Matt. Will Evans, he started work yesterday, and he's getting about, so that's fantastic. It's taken us a fair while to find someone, but he's on deck, and yeah. Hopefully it all goes well.
Fantastic. I'm sure we'll speak to him soon, but just quickly, what's the CV for Will Evans?
The CV, Will's ex-Cattle Council of Australia. He's been down there for a year or two, and he's very familiar with players in the industry, and particularly the larger industry on the, from the Australian representative front. He was in Canberra for that period of time, knows everyone, knows all the players, so that'll be good.